Radhe. Radharasudaniti class, verse 166, beginning, new verse. Alinde kalindi tatanavalata mandiragate ratamarodbutta shamajala para purnavapusha sukha sparshenam lilita nayana yoshita matulam kada kuryam samvijana mahaha radha muravindo kada kuryam samvijana mahaha radha muravindo. Translation: when can I fan Radha and Krishna, who are covered in perspiration? I will fan them in such a way that they close their eyes while enjoying the incomparably cool breeze as they relax on the terrace outside a cottage of fresh creepers besides the Yamuna. So this title of this verse is that the Manjaris fan Radha Murari, because the name Murari is in the verse. Not too clever. So this have some notes, all different verses. First of all, it's very, as usual, very beautiful Sanskrit poetry from Saraswati Pad, Srila Prabhupada Saraswati. Alinde kalindi, linde kalindi, alinde kalindi tatanavanata madira gate. So in the first line, he's explaining basically, as I often mention, when analyzing or reading verses and trying to fix the mind on them or to enter into them as a means of meditation or as using the verses as a gateway into the leelas of Radha and Krishna and as a focal point for one's meditation and remembrance while chanting japa or simply just sitting and meditating and thinking, hankering, desiring. Each verse is like that. So when we approach a verse, one particular verse, we read it, we read the translation, and then we think. So what do we think? So our minds are, sometimes they use the term, our minds work like binary computer or something. They have analyzed the storing it, collecting information, storing it, recall. Collecting information, storing, recall. The human mind or brain functions, well, it's the other way around. The computers have been designed to function pretty much like human brains, though they seem pretty smart, smarter than we are. So in organizing and systematizing information that we collect through our senses, our knowledge-acquiring senses, Gyanendriya and Karmendriya, for us, we're persons, so our meditations are personal, and our recollections are personal, and our visualizations are personal, and our involvement with the reading matter is not distant. It's personal, it's individual. Oftentimes you read a book, you're reading about others, and you're reading about other places or other people doing things together, love stories or documentaries or whatever. You're the observer. You're the observer of what you're reading. You're not the active participant. But in all the works of, especially Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, Rupa Goswami Pad, Stavavali, Vilap Kusumandali, which is from there, and Stavamala and others, Prarthana, Radharasudaniti, the authors have written their sacred books as invitations. Come with me. Come into the land of Leela. Open the doors of your heart. open the windows of your mind and eyes and enter here by the mercy of Guru and your own lalasa, your lalasa, your intense hankering to be there now. So you're not an observer. I'm reading this book, Govinda Lilamrita. I'm reading this book. I'm here and the book is there. It's not like that. It's pravesh, entering into. Of course, we're only sadhakas and we're only neophytes. We're only kanishta bhaktas or whatever we may think we are. But we're endeavoring, we're trying, we're going forward on the bhakti marg by the mercy of Guru, Guru Kripa Kevalam. So we're not the books. We're supposed to enter into the books as one would do at the platform of Bhav or Prem. Then he gains entrance there by the mercy of Yoga Maya and Purnamasi, because he's passed the entrance examination. What is the entrance examination to enter the Leela of Radha and Krishna? P. You have to know the alphabet. P. R. E. M-A, Prem. When our heart is saturated with Prem and dripping with Ras, which is a byproduct of the combination of different bhavas, then, oh yes, you're eligible. You have the Adhikar. Come. So you pray to everyone, give me Adhikar, give me Adhikar. Oh, Tulsi, guess what? It's 5 a.m. Give me Adhikar. Mangalartik is over. E neva dana darasak. Sakir, give me the adhikari. Seva adhikari, D.A. Seva adhikari, D.A. Oh, Tulsi Mandri. Oh, Tulsi Devi, Vrinda Devi, please give me the adhikar, the eligibility, the qualification to enter the Leela. Oh, Gurudev. Oh, Yogamaya. Even some sadhakas, they chant Yogamaya mantras, Yogamaya gayatris. If there's an ishta, then there's a mantra. And there's a sadhan, an upasana, then the upasya. So our ishta day for the Gaudiya Sampradaya is one for everyone, Radha Govinda Yugo. But we may take help from others, the Panchatattva and Panchatattva mantras and Gurudev and Gurudev mantra. Our goal is not Gurudev, but our goal is the service of Gurudev in his Siddha Sarup, in the Siddha Dham or Nitya Dham of Goloka Vrindavan. So this reading of these and the Raganuga Marg, Raganuga Bhakti, reading of Shastra is intended to be, you're supposed to be totally involved. You're not you're a participant. And even you can project yourself there and give yourself, and someone, Rupa Mandri, will turn to you and say, who are you? And you say, I'm Navadasi. I'm a Navadasi. You don't have a name, or one hasn't manifested within your life or heart or whatever. Yeah, I'm Navadasi? Okay, anyway, you're a Dasi. The main thing is you're a Dasi. Dasi on a Dasi on a Dasi. Now get to work. Pick these Malati flowers and pick these Bokul flowers. Make a Vaijanti Mala for Sham. Because Radharani is very much desirous to offer him a brand new, fresh Vaijanti Mala. Ji Saki. And then going, tat, 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 collecting so carefully. Only the best. We only use the best. And all these advertising slogans and various products. Only the best ingredients here. It's only the best of flowers in Govinda's garland. So we have to enter. So one way of entering is learning the processes of meditation, learning the processes of visualization. So in drama or in movies, these things are going on unconsciously or subconsciously whenever we partake in any event. Whenever we're active, if we're active in this world, if we're inert and lying in bed, even there is a vibhav and alamban and udipan acting there, even lying in bed in immobile position, sleeping in swapna. But when we enter the Leela, there's so many factors of ras being presented there. So I often give this analysis. It's simple. It's a reminder. always, in other words, always bear this in mind. In other words, if you're locked up in a prison, if you're a criminal, they say a badmash or whatever they say, if you're a criminal dacoit, and you're locked up in the jail, prison, then it'll always be sitting on your mind, I'm in jail. I am in jail. I'm stuck in between these four walls. And the world is outside this cell and outside this prison, and I'm in hell, in my cell, which is my own doing, of course. But he's always aware of that factor. So when we read Shastra, we should think these questions. Who's playing here? Who are the players? Who are the actors? Who are the parishads, parikars, associates of the Lord? What is happening? Where is it happening? Why is it happening? It's happening because it's lila. Why lila? Lila is for fun. Lila means fun, pleasure, joy, happiness, love. There's not much why to be asked there. The answer is the same. In the material world, you can ask the question, why this and why that and why this happened and why? And so many variegated answers you'll receive. But when you go to the kingdom of lila, Vrindavan Dham, and say, why Krishna steals butter? Why Krishna steals other people's wives, Brajavadu? Why does Krishna do this? Why does Krishna imitate the frogs? Why does Krishna look inside the well, an abandoned water well that's dried up, and say, hey, you stupid. And hear the echo come back and say, I'll kill you. Who are you in there? Who are you in there? Why does he play like this? He seems like a child, like a human being. Why? The answer is all only one. It's for pleasure. Anand. Divyanand. Nothing else. Nothing means anything but that in a spiritual world. Pleasure. Anand. Ananda lila. Ananda mayi vyasat. Ananda, even they say, these pracharaks, these Bhagavat Saptawalas, Ananda kanda bhagavan ki jai. Simply bliss. Bliss eternal. Nitya anand. Nityanand. Nityagor. So these questions should always be sitting in our mind, just like the prisoner is always sitting on his mind, I'm in prison, so I'm a sadhaka, I'm reading these shastras. Oh, who's here? Where am I? Oh, I'm on the banks of the Yamuna. Oh, where on the banks of the Yamuna? I'm in a kunja, in a Navalata Mandir. A Navalata Mandir. Well, what kind of mandir? I've heard of Ratna Mandirs, and I've heard of bricks and stone mandirs and marble mandirs. Oh, it's a Navalata. Navalata? Yeah. So everything has to be in place because there's no cameras. Not yet. No one is taking any movies of Astakali Lila. Those saints that have taken the movies, they went there. They didn't leave any for us. They say, you have to make your own movies. You have to make your own movies. Then you can watch them. Day and night you can watch your own movies, your Astakali Lila movies. On the screen of your purified heart, Premanjana Turita Bhakti Vilochanena, Santak Siddhaiva Riyesha Vilokayanti, Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Sarupam, Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham. First we tell he's so sweet, he's so beautiful, he's so rasic, and he's just enjoying all these intimate Nara Leelas. That's most of the prayer. Then we conclude the prayer and say, oh, by the way, there's lots of Aishwarya inside this Govinda also. Lots of Aishwarya. In fact, he's the Adi Purush. First you say he's Lalita Niyata Prakasham, he has lotus eyes, he's standing in Tribhanga, and he's casting crooked glances at the gopis. Then we say, but he's Adi Purush. He's a Purushottam. Govindam Adi Purusham Tam Shami. So this is the tattva and rasa are always playing together in Krishna's descriptions, the Krishna Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, and the Bhagavat Lila. They're always, one is, the Lila is always jumping on the springboard of Tattva. They have these springboards in gymnastics. they run and jump on this kind of board with some spring, get some bounce, and they can go up, do some somersaults in the air, 3.5 somersaults, and ta! Oh, you're great. You know, gymnasts. So they, or diving board, you can say. You jump, the more you jump, the more it bends, and then the higher you go. Because it's a piece of plastic, and you go, jump. If you don't weigh much, it doesn't bend much at all. But if you weigh a lot, like, boom, boom, then the diving board on the swimming pool goes, whoom, and what goes down must come up. And then it comes up, poof, and you're shot like a rocket, and you can do your 2.5 gainer and whatever you want to do. You know, you're jackknife into the swimming pool. So the tattva is the diving board. Tattva is the diving board. You jump deep, jump heavy on the diving board of tattva, Bhagavad tattva, Sandarbhas and Bhagavatam and Upanishads and all the books of the Goswamis. Jump, jump. Then you go down, then up, and then deep into the rasa radhe, the lake of ras. Radha ras, sudha nidhi. A treasure of ras. So this is so sweet way to meditate and such a sweet way to read. You don't have to swallow the whole book in one afternoon. Because rasa books are like Tim and Gila fish. Tim and Gila fish, nobody swallows a Tim and Gila fish. Tim and Gila fish, they eat whales like you eat toffees. You eat a toffee. And the Timangila fish is so large and huge, it just whoop, pop, swallows a whale, puts it in his belly like a toffee. So the Shastras are like, Timangila, they're so big, they swallow you. So be swallowed. Don't try to swallow the Shastra. Read one verse, deeply meditate using this. And it's so much, it's fun. Then you read the shloka and you say, okay. And you can test, you can strengthen your memory, like you lift dumbbells and barbells to become strong. See, see the result, 20 years of lifting weights. You lift barbells and dumbbells and you become strong, you become fit. So when you read the verse and you close your eyes, you read the translation or you know it automatically if it's Hindi, Bengali, whatever. And you say, okay, what did I read? I don't know. Okay, it was about Radha and Krishna. Well, Radha and Krishna, where? Kalindi Tate, oh yeah, they're on the banks of the Yamuna. Okay, where? Where? Oh, I'm in New York. Like you call somebody a phone. Hello, where? I'm in New York. Well, where in New York? I don't know. I just came from Europe. I don't even know the place. I think, hey, hello. Hey, where am I? Oh yeah, I'm in Manhattan. And say, well, what? And then they'll say, well, what street? And say, I don't know. Hey, what street is it? It's Fifth Avenue. I'm on Fifth Avenue. As if it means something to the other party on the other line in France or something. So who, what, when, where, why? So then you close your eyes and you think, oh, okay, banks of Yamuna, Navalata, or some kind of, I mean, there are Radha and Krishna are there, not just sitting there under a beach umbrella and some easy chairs. There must be in a kunja. Well, because, you know, that's an easy guess, you know, in your test. Well, they're in a kunja. And the teacher says, no, what kind of kunja? Is it Nibritani kunja? Is it Nikunja? Is it kunja? Is it Malati Lata Mandir? Is it this, that? Well, you know, you have to get the right answer on the test. So you think, well, they're in some kind of kunja or mandir. Because kunja is one thing. Mandir is a formal structure in the midst of many kunjas. And even the kunjas, sometimes they make mandirs out of latas and everything like that also. So it gets a little confusing. This is a lata mandir. There's also a ratna mandir. There's a keli ratna, a keli mandir that's made out of jewels. And this is a lata mandir. A lata means like this, lata, madhavi lata. So oh yeah, it's a madhavi lata. Oh, what's a lata mandir? Well, it doesn't say what kind of lata. It says navalata. It means fresh flowers. Well, what kind? Well, what kind of creepers do you know about? Well, there's Madhavi and Malati. You say, well, it's spring, it's Madhavi. Well, who's there? Well, Radha and Krishna are there. Well, okay, well, Radha and Krishna have so many beautiful rasic names, and the rasikas, and the rasic kavis, like Prabhupada Saraswati Pad and Rupa Goswami Pad, they use particular names. When Krishna ever in Shastra, when Krishna is addressed, they use particular names. Arjuna is saying, "Oh Rishikesh, oh Janardhan, no Rishikesh, oh Govinda." And then how does Bhagavan Sri Krishna reply? "Oh Kurukshetra, oh Gandivaraj, oh Pandava Suta, oh this that, oh Savyachin, oh Gudakesh," and so many names of Arjuna. There's 40 names of Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita and 42 names of Krishna. So there's a lot of nam tattva there. So they all have meaning. Why is Arjuna calling Krishna Rishikesh at this juncture, in this adhyaya, in this chapter of Gita? For what reason? Read the tikkas and find out. Well, you may have your own realization. So they, as my friend was telling me, she has 25 Bhagavad Gitas. Well, hats off to you. I haven't been able to figure out Bhagavad Gita as it is yet. After 40 years, I'm still trying to figure out, what is it? What is that Bhagavad Gita? Prabhupada made it easy. Bhagavad Gita as it is. I read 4 Gitas before I joined ISKCON. I didn't know what it was. Couldn't figure it out. Now I've got Bhagavad Gita as it is, and I still don't know what it is. It's something about surrendering to Krishna and loving Him. I figured out this much. Gita means surrender to Krishna and everything else. I don't know anything else. What, Naishkam Bhakta, this Bhakta, that Bhakta, this, that, I don't know. I think you're supposed to surrender to Krishna, throw everything else away, throw your country away, your family away, everything away, and just love Krishna and bow to Him and worship Him. Is that what Gita is teaching? Has anyone understood it? Is that correct? Go like this. You know there's a book, Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? So, I don't know all the tattva, but am I right? Do you agree with me? Is this right? We should surrender fully to Krishna, abandon everything else, throw everything else away. Sure, I can quote lots of shlokas, you can quote lots of shlokas. So what? But what does it actually mean in your life? What's the transformational quality? How has it changed you, improved you, progressed you, altered you, and pushed you forward towards God? So that's the essence. So this small little meditative technique that we're sharing with you all about each verse is a whole week's worth of activity. And it's a meditation. Who's there? Leela's there. But then, as I mentioned, when I started, like sports events or cricket or most novels, love stories or any kind of books or articles you read, you're the observer. You're reading and formulating your own subjective opinions. Yes, it's good. No, it's not good. I like it. Or what's he saying? But here, in these shastras, Radharasudaniti, Vilakusamanjali, Stavavali, their involvement, they're meant for the audience participation. They have this term in theater, entertainment, audience participation. You're supposed to be not an observer, you're not a reader of these shastras, of these Gaudiya shastras for Raghunandan Bhakti. You're not reading them. You're not observing them. You're supposed to enter into them. Because these books, especially the ones we're discussing, therefore, devotees who have awakened a rag, they actually have some intense burning greed and attachment to attain Radha and Krishna in a particular sthayi rati. If there's no sthayi rati, no interest and affection and attraction for serving and loving Krishna in a particular sthayi rati, then there's no question of Raghunuga Bhakti at all. Raghunuga Bhakti Nearamba, Nechalu. Doesn't start. So it begins there with a transfer, with a change of heart and a melting of the heart by the mercy of Krishna and Vaishnava and Praktana Sanskara, Adonika Sanskara from last life Sarasam or this life Sarasam. I get that Kripa that creates that Lobha, Divya Lobha, that greed to love Radha and Krishna and serve them. I remember once I was serving in Sevakunj in Radha Damodar Mandir in Prabhupada's Bhajan Kutir, 1991 or so. And some godbrothers came there. We were all about the same age in the movement of 75 and 85 and 91. So It's about 25 years. We had both been in the movement about 25 years, 75 to 91. And he's a good devotee, a Sankirtan book distributor devotee. And good devotee, regulated brahmachari, good devotee, Guru Bhai. And I asked him privately, I said, what is your idea? What is your feeling and idea about loving Krishna? I mean, you've read Krishna book, and first I started like this because I was reading Krishna book when he came in the kitchen. That's how he would get rid of anybody. If I wanted to have free time in Prabhupada's kitchen, because people would love to come and eat Mahaprasadam and stay there all afternoon. I was there for 3 years. But I wanted to write a lot of books, and I was inspired, and I was doing that and reading. So I found a great way to get rid of devotees. Like, people are always looking for ways to get rid of mosquitoes and flies and things like this, or whatever. So there's, you know, naturally or vaguely or something. So I found a great way to get rid of devotees. First, you give them avrasan, give them nice asan, water, show them Prabhupada's rooms, tell them Prabhupada's mahima and glories and all these things. And that takes about a half hour or so. Mahaprasad, everything nice. Then they want to hear more, talk more, just relax from the heat or whatnot. So then now I employ my departure technique, or please vacate the premises at the earliest. So I say, listen, I was just reading Krishna book. Let's read together. I'll read this story from Krishna book. Oh yeah, that sounds good. I like to hear Krishna stories. So I start reading any chapter, Dwarka Lila Mathura, whatever. After about 5 minutes, and when I'm taking my breath, oh, Maharaj, excuse me. Look, it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. You know, I have to run to Loy Bazaar. I have to get my shirts. You know, they're almost done at the tailor. I said, oh, can't you stay? I make a show of, like, you know, I really want him to stay. I said, can't you stay? I mean, just stay. In only 10 minutes. 10 minutes, we'll finish a Krishna chapter. No, I'll come back. I said, oh, okay, yeah, I'll set my basement. Okay, much better. And he goes. So I never had no extended visits. this is the instant way to get rid of unwanted guests. Not that you, don't misunderstand me. There's nothing more that we want than devotees. We want sadhu sangha, sarva shastra hoy, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. Sadhu sangha will give you perfection. In a matra, ek matra, just this, a moment. If he just touches you, he can give. It's called, it's in Bhava Bhakti, in the Kripa Siddhi chapter, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad is telling different ways to get bhava without even trying. Sounds like some internet class. How to get bhava without trying. That's called Kripa Siddhi. And one is by Vachika Dan, Aloka Dan, or Sohardha Dan. Dan means donation, gift, charity, a kindness. So one is Vachika Dan, and that means that the Siddha Saint, the Siddha devotee, the Premi Bhakta, the very advanced devotee, he speaks to you, he said, Apka fatafat bhav bhakti bhavatu. Something like that. Very, very soon. Abhi, bhav, abhi, apna, bhav bhakti bhavatu. Now you will get bhava bhakti. And you will get bhava bhakti just by his vachika. This is the statement of Rupa Goswami Pad. That's why we go to devotees, we meet advanced devotees, we do some seva. First we come and offer some samitpani shrotriyam brahmanishtam jignyasu shreya uttamam. If you want jignyasu shreya uttamam, you're going to a saint, you're going to a holy person, a holy man or holy lady, and you want something, you want knowledge, vigyan, help, answers, kripa, then you have to give. You give to get. That's the rule everywhere. You give to get. So that's why it says jignyasu shreya uttamam. This is samitpani shrotiyam brahmanishtam. So you jignyasu shreya uttamam. You have questions, jignyasu. You want knowledge. For what? Dignasri Shreya Uttamam. Shreya Uttamam. For your benefit, for your long range, prayas and shreyas. Prayas means now, pronto. Just remember, P for pronto, P for prayas. If you get confused. Prayas means pronto. Pronto is Spanish for fatofat, right now. So prayas, but it's shreyas, shreya uttamam. So we want uttam shreya. We want the topmost benefit, the best benefit for ourselves, which is knowledge which will liberate ourselves, or liberate us. This is what was asked in the first canto of Bhagavatam. The sages were asking Śrīla Gosvāmī, what is the best thing? What is the best thing, the shreya? Shreya uttamam, the best thing for a man, for a human being to do at the time of death, which is every time, and all time, and now time. He says he should serve Krishna and hear about Krishna. So then when you go to the guru with those questions, then samit pani, you have to have something in the hand. Pani means hand, samit means firewood. Samit pani. So you hear, please, here's a, that means a black plastic bag with two apples inside. Because there aren't any trees. There are no trees, and the guru is not doing some agnihotra or some pujas in the jungle. He needs firewood. So you go with some fruit or whatever. Then who are you giving it to, and who are you inquiring from it? Smit pani shrotiyam brahmanishtam. You're giving this black plastic bag with two apples in it. You're giving it to a brahmanishta. Brahmanishtam, shabde pare nishtam. He's fixed in Brahman, he's fixed in Krishna. We say Krishna consciousness. He's steady and he understands the shastra. Shabde pare. He's heard. Shabde pare brahmanishtam. He's heard the shastras at the feet of his guru. He studied at the feet of his guru. He made suitable inquiry for the illumination of his own consciousness and the benefit of anyone he meets. So this is the guru. So he becomes trained by his guru. And this is some idea. So getting back to line one. Now okay, let me ask you. We heard the verse, probably heard a lot of other things, and totally confused. Now let me ask you, where are we in Leela? Banks of the Yamuna. Thank you very much. Very attentive here. And where in the, what, exactly in what situation on the banks of the Yamuna are we? Just laying on the sand, sunbathing? Because we just came from New York and we want the rays. Very good. See, Brahmacharya is a little bit, you know, shantiman. they're a little quiet. They don't have little babies and stuff. Jobs, and they have their mala, their books, their guru seva, so their minds are a little peaceful. Jaiho, Brahmachari ki jaiho. So, and he's an old devotee. I know this devotee. He's a very good devotee. So Krishna's blessing him. Sarvasya chahambari sannivishto matasmritir gyanam apavanam cha. So there you have it. So here we're there. We're all in our sakhi sarups. You already have it. We're in our sakhi sarups. And we're there, we're in the Alinde Kalindi. Linde, Lindi. I was looking at this verse today in terms of music, and just taking out the A letter, wherever there's A, because Krishna says in Gita, of all the letters, I am the letter A, A, Akshar. The first Akshar is A, A. It's volumes of the heart. What's the first thing a baby says when he comes out of the womb? Ah! Everybody awake now? And then what's the last thing when he's counting his breaths? Yamaraj is standing there looking at his watch. Yamaraj is looking, it's actually not Yamaraj, but his assistants, the Yamaduts. Yamaraj is in his palace. Yamadus are looking at their watch. Oh, Mr. Gupta, you have 11 swasa left. You have 11 breaths left. Ah, that's one. Ah, that's two. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Ah, 3, and holding. Ah. 2, 1, blast off onto hell. You start with akshara, and you end with ah. And if you're lucky, in between you say Rama. And if not, when they carry you to the funeral pyre in the evening, everyone else around your funeral, carrying your palanquin, will remind you of what you forgot. What will they tell you as they walk down the street? What are they all chanting as they're carrying your body to the funeral to be burned at the Shamshan grounds? Ram Nam Satyahe, Ram Nam Satyahe, Ram Nam Satyahe. You know this? And ladies maybe don't know, but men go there. So they're saying, well, Mr. Gupta, it's a little late now because you can't hear, you're dead and gone. But this is the truth, satyam. Param satyam chadimahi. Ram nam, Krishna nam, Vishnu nam, Govinda nam, Radha nam. It's truth. So alinde, kalindi. So I was looking at the syllables. So how many ahs are there? So it's an interesting way I was looking this morning, trying to appreciate Sanskrit and a poet, trying to appreciate a poet's mind. Because a poet not only is Prabhudananda Saraswati, who wrote Chaitanya Chandraya Natak, and he wrote Sangeet Madhav, and he wrote this Radharasura Nidhi, he's a poet, but usually poets are also musicians. And that's why he wrote Sangeet Madhav. Sangeet Madhav is his version of Gita Govinda. Gita Govinda was written long before, 400 years before Sangeet Madhav. But then, in Sanskrit, he said, oh, Jayadev, you've done such a wonderful job, I'm very inspired. Now you're in the right mind. You ever heard of Don Kaili Komudi? Don Kaili Komudi is a natyam. It's a drama by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. He wrote it. It was a long story. But he wrote it as a gift to his dearest Raghunath Das Goswami. And he gave it to him to cheer him up. It was a rasic's way of writing a get well card. Like when someone's sick, we send them a get well card. I hope you get better soon. So Das Goswami was burning in the anguish of separation from Radha and Krishna. So then he was crying and about to leave his body. He couldn't bear separation anymore. Rupa Goswami didn't know what to do, Rupa Goswami Pad. So he wrote this beautiful, hilarious, wonderful, funny drama that took place in Dangati about Dan Bihari Krishna and Radharani and Gopis and Gopas. Dan Kaili Komodi. And then Das Goswami read it and started laughing and laughing. Because it's very funny. And then he got so inspired that he sat down and started writing his own. And it's even better, actually. It's even more Rus, even if you compare the two. Don Kaili Chintamani. Don Kaili Komudi. Komudi means a night-blooming white lotus flower. Krishna Anika Komudi. The blooming white lotus flower of Krishna's Astakali Lila. So it blooms in the moonlight, which is unusual. Usually lilies bloom at night and lotuses bloom in day. So he wrote this and it's very nice. So Prabhupada Saraswati, he read Gita Govinda and he wrote Sangeet Madhav. And it's almost parallels. And it's all songs. He introduces each section with what type of raga it is and what type of song. And the same with these verses. These verses, like today's verses, Shikarini, I had one book. There's 11 different chandas. There's 11 different meters of the verses. There's 270 verses or so in Radharasura Nidhi. And there's 11 different meters. Shrugdara, this is Shikarini. Then there's all different types of meters. So this particular meter is called Shikarini chandas. So I was just trying to understand something about the music of the language, I just took out this ah. Like it's alinde, kalindi, tata, navalata. So I just took them out and I wrote on a piece of paper, Akatata navalata maraga. Because now let's go back. A alinde, ka kalindi, ta tata, ta tata, na nava, va nava, lata lata, ma mandir, ra ra ga te. It's actually very beautiful because they say this is one of the most musical and beautiful works of poetry, because all my friends, everybody I know, they're all Hindi people, Hindi Brahmins and whatnot, and they say, this book is so sweet, this language is amazing. So I'm trying to understand what are they tasting, what are they appreciating, because we're so foolish and stupid with our English language. But akatata navalata maraga, it almost sounds like sarega mapadan. So maybe you think I'm crazy, but that's okay, I don't mind. A lot of people have different ideas about me, so that can be one of them. But I am crazy, I must admit. I'm crazy about Shastra and chanting the holy name and remembering Radha and Krishna. So if you want to be crazy like that, then I give you full blessings. Be crazy like that. Is that a good idea? You want to join my crazy house? We have a whole house of crazy fellows. Oh, Prabhupada said, these ashrams should not be a house for lazy fellows. He said that. We did not make this ashram, big, nice, comfortable ashram in L.A. for lazy fellows. Get out there and work, sell the books, Mangalarti, and all this, and sell the books. So we did. We went out every day for 6 years, selling the books, 8 hours a day in the airport, L.A., Los Angeles. But he didn't say anything about that we could not make a house for crazy fellows. He said, not lazy fellows. So we'll make a house for crazy fellows. And maybe there's one across the street, I don't know. We'll make a house for another one. Make a house for crazy fellows. And everybody in here is just crazy about chanting Hare Krishna like they are across the street. They're crazy about chanting Hare Krishna. And that's good. I like that. I like crazy people like that. And they're crazy about studying Shastra. And they're crazy about meditating on Radha Krishna. Now that's that. You want to live in that kind of crazy house? And whenever the crazy people sit and talk together, all they do is talk about Radha Krishna. Now you know they're crazy. If a group of people sit down and only talk about Radha Krishna, then you know something's wrong. Definitely wrong. Just go into the association of any 10 devotees and stay for 1 hour and see what they talk about. Do your test. Good luck. Alinde kalinde tatanava. So here in this verse, it answers basically the question, it's just telling scenery. Scenery is one of the elements of rasa. It's called udipan. Udipan. So it's alambana. There's five factors of rasa. There's avibhav, anubhav, septikbhavs, and sthayibhav, etc. So, and sancharibhav. So alinde kalinde. And this meter is Shikharini, is like the Jagannath Astakam or Nityananda. Bhaje Nityanandam, Bhaje Nityanandam, dun, 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 dun. Like that Jaya Sachinandan sang this song 35 years ago. Alinde kalindi tatanava lata mandiragate ratamarod bhutta shrama jalabara purnavapusha sukasparshena mili ta nayana yo shita matulam kada kuryam samvijana mahaha radha murabidho. I mean, if you practice, then it get better. So it's very beautiful in my own broken, infant-like way. So that's the first line. And so this is the basic idea I wanted to share, just this idea or technique of the, what I wrote here is, this is a, we should fix the mind first. This is the place of seva. In other words, I said all these verses that we read in Radharasudhanidhi or Stavavali Vilakusamanjali are saying, come. Each verse has a hand. Just imagine there's a hand sticking out of the verse with an arm on it and grabbing your hand. Hey, come inside this verse. Your guru gave you Siddha Pranali, or you want to be there, or you will be there. Someday you'll have your Siddha Sarup. And you want, or you just want to be there and meditate there and think of these things. So come inside. And where are we? Oh, we're in the Kalindi Tata. Oh, in the Lata, what does it say? Nava, a freshly blooming Navalata Mandira Gate. Gate means I've gone, Gati, Param Gati. I've gone to Kalindi Tata, I've gone to the banks of Yamuna, and there is a beautiful Mandir, Navalata Mandir, and I've entered inside there. No, I don't even have to enter inside. I see line two. I see there on the terrace, Radha and Krishna reclining on the terrace, on the veranda, outside of the Lata Mandir, and Alinde, on the terrace. The word Alinde means on the terrace. So where? On the banks of the Yamuna. That's one where. What's the other where? The other where? The other answer to where? Where inside a kunja. What type of kunja? A Navalata Mandir. It's a Mandir, actually. Navalata Mandir. And then, well, are the divine couple, are Radha and Krishna inside the Mandir? No, they're Alinde. Alinde means outside the Mandir. Oh, they're giving darshan to everyone. The birds and deer and parrots and sakis and mandris, everyone on the terrace, everyone can have darshan. But inside, Vitar, Kunja Vitar, Mandir Vitar, sakis go inside, Radha goes inside, mandris go inside, but then at a certain point, all the sakis are long gone. Then only the mandris stay. They have the adhikar to stay inside or to be on the veranda. So this is the place of seva. First we fix in our mind the place of seva. This is the foundation for smaran. You want to do smaran first, where I'm going to remember. Obviously, who am I going to remember, Radha and Krishna, and what in some pastimes? So that who is already understood. And who I'm going to remember, me, there, serving them. In any capacity, according to the need of the moment, a need of the flow of the lila. So now where? Because the pastimes are happening in variegated places. Radhakun and Madhyan lila, and Vamshivad and Rachi lila, and all different places. So we fix in the mind as a foundation, the place of seva is fixed in the mind as a foundation for lila smaran. Then who, what, when, where, why, how. And then the seva bhav, and then the associates and the persons. Am I there alone with Radha and Krishna? Am I there with other sakis or mandris? Because right now, in this particular, in the previous verse that we discussed yesterday, I was not alone. I was there with Shamasaki. I was alone with Radha and Krishna, and I was singing songs to them. Shri Radha Rasikendra Rupa Gunavad Gitani. Shri Radha Rasikendra Rupa Gunavad Gitani. That was previous verse yesterday. I was alone, Gitani. I was singing beautiful songs, beautiful love songs about the form and qualities of Radha and Krishna. Not just Krishna, but Rasikendra Krishna. He was relishing the ras of my sangeet, my prem sangeet. So, and I was singing to them. And then after and this is just when they woke up, and then Radharani expressed a desire to redress Krishna because he was all disheveled and whatnot. So then she communicated to my heart that she wants me to help her, and suddenly, instantly, one sakhi came to join me. So that was serving in Sangha. There was a Sangha of Seva there in the previous verse we discussed in verse 260. I was there with Radha and Krishna in the Kunja. I sang this beautiful song. Then Radharani and I started redressing Krishna. And Shamasaki, a Surit Saki, a friendly Saki, she appeared on the scene. And she handed me a tray. She said, here, this is what you wanted, right? I said, yes, thank you. Just in time, I got it. And on that tray there was tambul, there was a flower mala, and there was perfumes, and all nice things. And then, and Gunja mala. And Radharani, as she was dressing Krishna, she put his mukut on. Then Radharani just started to think, oh, Krishna, this particular more mukut would look very nice with a beautiful red and black gunja mala, just draped. I just want to put it just here, like this on this mukut. And then Radharani's thinking like that, and she looks, and the mandris with it like this. With it. She has a kunjamala on her fingers. She's handing it to Radharani. Radharani moves her, just has to move her fingers a millimeter, tap, and picks it up and gives it. So there's a cooperative effort, a suritsaki, and there's no titles. I'm a mundri. Oh, I'm a sucky. You're a little tiny mundri. There's none of that us and them. They're 14 and we're 12. The big difference. Now, there is a big difference in the rasa and bhav, and to some extent in some of the intimacies, whatnot. But there's some. That's why they're called mundris, kinkaris. But there's serving on an equal platform. So that was last verse. So today's verse, I'm there alone with Radharani in the terrace, and we'll find out, you know, what service that you or I or we are doing. So then that question is there. Who am I alone? Am I with other sakis or mandris? So this is all part of the vibhav in the rasa. So then where? So then the other aspect is visualization, as I mentioned. This is just reviewing what I spoke in my notes. We have to fix the mind first. Fix the mind first in a place, and we see. Everyone dreams. Everyone has swapna. You may remember, you may not remember your dreams. But when you're dreaming, in dreams, you see, you hear, you speak, you taste, you smell, you feel. All these things are going on. You perspire, you tremble, you cry. Everything happens in a dream. Even though the working senses are inert, and the Gyanendriya, the Karmendriya, the working and knowledge acquiring senses are inert, immobile, you're sleeping, you're at rest, but there's so much action, mental sensory activity, action in the mind. The mental eye is seeing, the mental ears are hearing, the mental tongue is tasting, the mental nose is smelling, etc. So that faculty, the mind, is the sum and substance of the vehicle for the practicing of Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti. It's called Mano. In Prarthana, Narottam Das Thakur calls Raghunuga Bhakti Manera Dharma. It's in Bangla, or no, maybe Sanskrit, I think Bangla. Monera Dharma. It is the Dharma, the religion of the mind. The mind, it's all about dhyana and withdrawing the mind. There's pratyahara and dharan. Pratyahara, then dharana, then dhyana. Then finally, way, 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 way in advanced stage of consciousness, and shuddha chit. Then there's dhruvana smriti, and finally the prema and the samadhi. So this practices, we visualize with our mental eyes, we try to see that bank of the Yamuna, see that Navalata Mandir. We try to feel the whatever is to be felt in the verse. This is a generic explanation which we'll be applying in this verse. Fix the mind first. What are you seeing? What am I seeing? You know, Yamuna River. Feel. What am I feeling? What am I hearing? That's why this whole practice of Raghunuga Bhakti is so. Someone says, "What are you doing? What are you doing all day?" Nothing. But you should go out and do something. You have to do something. Sell books, build temples, go preach, travel, go take pictures, or do something. No, I'm not doing anything. I'm sleeping. Usually, when people say, "What do you do?" I say, "I'm sleeping all day." I'm just sleeping. because Krishna says in Gita, what is a time of awakening for self-realized souls is a time of sleeping for everyone else. It's in the second. And what is the time of awakening for everyone else is a time of sleeping for the self-realized. So I'm asleep to the rest of the world, but I'm fully awake to the world of Leela. At least that's our objective, and that's our, striving for that. That's what means abhyas. Abhyas means a steady daily practice to attain your abhishta devata. So this is what I'm telling you, what I'm explaining to you is a full absorption. It takes so many, if you want to pass rounds, if you want to pass beads through your finger and the holy name through your mind, along with your thinking and following these guidelines, you can do. Or you can just as Elise said, you chant your rose japa sankhya, your fixed number of rounds every day, then you can sit and read and meditate. So try see with the mental eyes, hear, feel the whole scene. Smell the lila stali. He says, Nava Lata Mandir. Well, have you ever smelled Madhavi Lata when it's blossoming at night? Flowers, because they blossom at night. This one doesn't have any, but in the back, there's a garden behind the house. You can go all around the kutir. There's many Madhavi Latas there, and they're blossoming. And I'm sleeping back there. And it's like, wow. I don't want to enjoy my senses, but you know, because I planted it here and there for the, to come inside the whole mandir for Radha and Giridhari so they can enjoy. We have Radhki Rani also, but they died and we planted new ones. And that, so much beautiful fragrance. So then you try to smell with your mental, when you're meditating. And how much your mind is controlled, you cannot imagine. Because, you know, as they say, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. If you do it, you'll taste it. And if you put the spoon in the sweet rice and put the sweet rice in your mouth, then you'll know whether it's good. So if you practice meditation with some guidance and some form and some idea, then you'll see what kind of taste you derive therein. So we'll pick up more on that tomorrow because our time is out. Radharasuna Nidhi Ki Jai 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 Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.